welcome to episode 2 of Double D20s, The Lavender Academy. My name is Tori. My pronouns are she, they. I will be your GM for this season, and these are my players.
Hello, my name is Nessie. Any pronouns are good. And this season, I am playing Nora Highlander, she, her.
Hello, my name is Dahlia, and I use she, her pronouns. And this season, I will be playing Princess Eloise Marie Vittoria de Chevalier, the Ernest of Vicherose. And she also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, everyone. My name's Kayla. I go by she, her pronouns. This season, I will be playing Prince Ignatius, also goes by Nate, Laurent Bosworth IV, heir to Troyes Asia, Duke of Carvedune, for throwing all the titles out there. Nate also actually only goes by he, him, not also.
Hello, I'm Reyna. Pronouns are she, they, and I'm playing as Solana Annalise de la Divinia, heiress to Alejandrin, and her pronouns are she, they.
Well, hi there. My name is Shalina, and I play Lord Commander Armista Annika Ulrich, Baroness of Drotking, and we both use she, her pronouns.
Last time on the Lavender Academy, we had a lottery. That lottery had a winner who got the chance to come and attend school at the Lavender Academy, a prestigious school for young royals to come and learn the ways of the world and the Lavalian Empire. And that lottery winner was Nora. So Nora came to school, met her roommate, and we met many of the other people here attending school as well. We met Prince Ignatius and his younger brother Lysander from Troyes Asia, who are here attending for Lysander's first year. We met Princess Solana, who is attending alone, coming from Alejandrin. We met Princess Eloise, who recently was announced to be engaged to the heir to the Lavalian Empire, Sir Kenneth Ferdinand Theobald Barbanos. We also met his right-hand woman, Lord Commander Armista. We had the opening ceremony ball where the engagement was announced, got into some shenanigans, and the ball was rudely interrupted by a large scene of commotion, which is where we will pick up. So we are headed out of the ballroom in sort of like three mini groups, almost at like staggering times between the group of you. So the person that would have dipped out first would be Eloise. Eloise, what are you getting up to in the halls?
She's snooping through the rooms of other royals.
And she should.
Where do you think your attention would be directed to? Are you trying to target people from a specific country? Status?
Isn't Solana in a war right now? Is that public knowledge?
It's not necessarily a war, but it's like the shaky relationship between the two countries would be public knowledge.
So I was thinking maybe stop by Valana's room, as well as maybe even Ken's, see if he has any info that I want hidden away in there. So
what are you looking for?
You know, honestly, any documents, papers, sometimes journals have stuff. Literally any kind of information.
Before I set the DC for this, Solana, would you have left any like diaries, journals, letters from your parents about that one thing? Not necessarily out in the open, but not like under heavy security, like locked, closed.
She wouldn't have anything from like her family, but probably at least one entry in her diary.
How secluded do you think her diary is within the states of her room?
It would definitely be hidden pretty well. Just if she has any of her possessions, she will try to tuck it into like the farthest corner.
Okay, cool. So it's hidden, but not like impreventable from accessing. So then I'm going to say brains. I'll have you give me a brains roll, Eloise.
Oh, boy.
Okay, with this, E20. So, and I got a 19.
Oh, yeah, you're good. It wasn't very high, I will say.
Okay, you don't have to say. Some people, that's how they play this system. So I'm trying to understand our normal.
I'm still filling it out. So I might, in certain situations where I'm like definitively, like I've prepped a DC. Whereas this, I was like, I don't know. I was thinking the 7 to 9 range because snooping is like kind of your whole business. Yeah, you can definitely find what would be the diary that Raina was talking about.
What she does is she takes out sheet after sheet of parchment and puts it over each page and uses a charcoal rubbing to get a reverse image of the writing. So she doesn't have to sit here and read the whole thing. She collects all of it, stores it in her pockets, and leaves after returning it back to its normal place. She doesn't want to spend too much time sitting around in the room.
That'd be bad snooping.
Okay, yeah, so you can definitely do that. With the resources that you have brought to school, I don't feel like I need to make you roll for that.
And I replace everything the way it was. Like, it is picturesque. Like, not a sock out of place.
Amazing. Okay, and then you want to try then to get into Ken's room?
Why not? See, scope it out at least. See if there's, like, guard there constantly.
Yeah, there is a guard that is going to be standing at his main bedchamber, but you can kind of get into the wing that he's tucked off into.
Okay. We'll look for like a study or something that he would use then.
Okay. I will have you give me then another brains.
That's an 18.
An 18. Beautiful. Go ahead and describe to me what you're kind of looking for. You can get into the main area of his study pretty easily, and then there is another door, and that door is blocked by a guard.
Okay. So, like, there's been something eating at Eloise ever since she, you know, eavesdropped on a certain conversation. So she's wanting to see if there's anything that could have been what that conversation was about between her parents and this stranger.
With that brain's roll, and you're searching in this main area of his study, and because it's not like the wing isn't blocked off, you can kind of get the vibe that this is sort of his public collection that he lets people see. The kinds of books that you have out to make you seem like a smarter person.
Wow, God, there's tons of like trashy philosophy.
Like, not going for that kind of smart. It's more of like a lot of things. Unlike creative expression and, you know, history of important social movements, things that, you know, people would like want to see from an upcoming king within the confines of his intellectual collection.
So it's pandering.
A little bit.
That's what Eloise sees.
Yeah. I don't think you would find anything here that would draw any specifics to that conversation or that you were eavesdropping on your parents over. But you can find like the general public knowledge of it pretty easily.
Yeah, just to refresh herself with the current story. And yeah, just she'll read that into that.
With an 18, you can probably find among the confinements of like like a public record that the average citizen wouldn't necessarily have or have resources to find, is you can find sort of accounts from different members of the staff of what occurred on that day. There's a bit more of a narrowed down timeline that you can gauge of the events.
And she will have taken note in one of her journals of that narrowed down timeline.
Perfect. Are you interacting with the guard that is in the room at all?
Oh.
Okay.
And when she grabs that book, it is in a stack of other books. Like, everything she does is not meant to give off the exacts of what she's doing. It looks like she's more so brushing up on history relating to him and his family, is how the research is supposed to appear to this guard.
You can definitely grab a couple of those books that are just more like big, long lines and cousins. And you're taking those with you, or are you just taking notes and then leaving?
She's taking notes of things, yeah.
Okay, cool. After you are in Ken's room, where do you head next?
Probably back towards the ball, but the outskirts of it. She's going to basically want to try and eat on conversations that are in more secluded corners, maybe any deals that are happening, because all of these events always have something going on
underneath the surface.
Yes, they do. So go ahead. I will have you give me then, I'm going to say it's a charm roll.
All right. Surprisingly, Eloise does have high charm. She just doesn't normally use it. Shit. Anyway, it's a 9.
A 9? Okay, yeah. You can catch the end of Solana and Damien's conversation, where Damien is heading off back into the party away from that, like, tucked off corner that the two were talking in, and he is handing something off to like a footman. And then other than that, it's just like little whispers of rumors about, you know, political tensions, unions that certain countries are considering. I will message you those. It's their secret.
Okay, cool. And when you say I catch the tail end, like, is Solana moving from there?
I think we said you, like, sat there for a minute so that nobody saw you leave the same time, right?
And I think once the commotion started, one of the guards or something came and got me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. So then, with that, you all are running. Like, you're running from the ballroom. Ken and Armista, you guys are running sort of like off separate. You left earlier than anyone really did. I think actually, Nora, you're being moved by a footman.
I'd sent a guard for Nora.
Yes.
I think, yeah, Eloise would also be on the lookout since she had that conversation with Nora and this is all happening. Like, it's getting crazy. So
you can try to find Nora in the commotion if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, that can just be like, even if I show up later or however you want to do that, do I need to roll?
I don't believe you would need to roll to find her, especially because you showed up before anyone noticed the commotion.
Okay.
So you like got in right at the right second. So you can definitely find her as the guard is like pushing Nora away from the section of the ballroom where she was talking to Ken.
Yeah. I'll probably just like fall in step and say, pleasure seeing you again. Lady Highlander, do you know what's happening?
I don't have the slightest clue.
Wonderful. How about you? And she looks up at the footman.
There's something happening.
Nora's like, yeah, I did gather that much. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your use knows no bounds. And like Eloise is clearly rolling her eyes. And she's just going to shoo him and take over, like, helping move Nora. Like, just leave.
Okay, I'm supposed to escort her, so I'll just... And he's just going to, like, fall behind the two of you and follow you wherever you lead Nora.
How about you go check in with Ken and see what else you can do?
I'm pretty sure the Lord Commander has the prince settled.
Oh, you're ingratiating. All right, so let's get you out of here.
Yeah, I think they were just going to, like, escort me back to my room or something, I think. I don't really know. Like I said, I have no clue what's going on.
Do you remember the way?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually, like, pretty good with directions, I think, so.
All right, just tell me where to turn.
And Nora will kind of, like, lead down a hallway.
Okay, perfect. I will cut from there, then. Nate and Solana, Nate, you would have just finished your conversation with Thomas. Solana, you had the footman come and get you. Where you're both headed as, or what is your attention towards as the people are rushing out of the ballroom and dipping down different hallways?
Nate's probably looking for Lysander and making sure that he gets back to his room.
Yeah, you can find your brother kind of like among this like swarm of people that we're all just not really paying attention to anything. He's going to come up to you and he's just going to be like, what's going on? Is the party ending?
There's no time for that, Lysander. You need to get back to your room now.
What's going on?
I don't know myself. This is not the time to ask questions. Just do as I say.
Damn, you sound like Dad. And then he's going to like dip off.
Is he going towards his room at least?
Yeah, he's going to go towards his room.
Okay, Nate's probably just going to like look up to the ceiling and just be like, I can't with this child. And then go to his own room.
Okay, you're going to head towards your room. Okay, perfect. Solana, what you up to?
Considering she was outside, she'd be one of like the people in the back as the group, like, I guess crowd is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely rushing along, but she would look back and try to see where Damien or that footman that he had passed up the two was.
Yeah, Damien is rushing out. He's like, I'm a little bit more important than everyone else, so I need to get out now. And then that footman would just be trying to do the best to do his job and usher people out and wait until everyone is escorted for him to then leave. So you can catch him if you're trying to like be like, yo, what's up?
I think she's just kind of see if she gets a feeling that he knows what's going on.
Go ahead, roll me a charm roll.
Charm roll, okay.
Not a very high DC.
A D10. That's a 5.
He's doesn't know anything really about what's going on. He's just kind of been told that people need to evacuate out of this room, so that's what he's doing.
I think with that, then she'll definitely just hurry back to her room.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. So.
This is why we don't stay and read.
So yeah, then we're going to follow Armista as you're leading the prince away from the commotion. What type of route are you taking him?
It'd probably be a direct route to his room unless I have been given knowledge that he's the main target, then it would not be. It would be a roundabout way that most people don't know about in the school to get to his room.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you do like a charm roll, like whether you got the vibe that like you need to get the prince out of here now or like you need to get the prince out of here now.
I rolled a 1 on a D4.
You know, you can't really tell if the prince is the main target or not.
We'll take the roundabout way.
Okay, perfect. So you're taking the prince a roundabout way. At some point, you're taking the prince down one of the hallways on the lower floor. You are going to, across the end, catch glimpse of Eloise and Nora just moving through the hallways as this is where, so sorry, lower class rooms would be.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like on this first floor, easy targets. You can catch them across the way, but as you are pulling Hen away from the commotion, he is actually gonna like try to like physically stop moving and like grab onto your arm and be like, can we just wait a second and figure out like what is going on? I feel like you need to go like check that out.
The what we just saw?
Yeah. He's okay. He's pointing back towards the commotion, not towards.
I will check that out, and I will get answers on what's happening as soon as we get you to safety.
Okay, but, like, everyone's already leaving.
Yes, but there should still be guards there. Seeing as no one came with us, people are getting fired. I'm sick of this shit.
Armista, you to me. And, like, you're watching him, like, struggle with something. Go ahead, give me another charm roll.
Wow, that's, like, my worst skill.
But if you get a 4, you have a lucky break.
I get a 3.
Oh, well.
Still a failure, but not like egregious failure.
The highest I can get is a 4. How am I? What?
When you get a lucky break, you get to roll it again and add it.
Oh.
It explodes.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay, cool.
It also like wasn't super high of a DC. He is your best friend since childhood, you know, all that fun stuff. So you can tell tell-ish that he is struggling with not being able to find the words for something, but that he really does not want to go back to his room.
With knowing that Armis is going to be like, okay, stay behind me, stay silent, and tell no one we're going back. Tell no one we went back.
He's going to, like, look, then finally noticing, like, Eloise and Nora, and he's going to be like, shouldn't we... I mean, they're going to see us, so they might as well, like, if I need...
No. We will wait until they pass, and then we will go.
Come on, man, that's my fiancé.
I cannot put both of your lives at risk, knowing that I will be murdered twice as hard.
Do I see them? Or do Nora or I see them?
Yeah, you can definitely see them at the end of the hallway. I will let you give me a charm roll to figure out the vibes of the combo.
Yeah, I'm going to make that roll. I'm good at charm. Okay.
I am not as good, so maybe you should.
That is a 15.
Yeah, that's way better than what I got.
Yeah, what'd you get?
A little four.
A little four? I don't know.
Still better than all mine.
Ken's pointing at you and he's yelling.
He's yelling? He's not being quiet?
No.
He's raising his voice. But Nora, on the other hand, you can like catch glimpse of this conversation of Ken being like, shouldn't we have them come with us? Pointing back at you and like, okay, let's gang up on mom time.
Nora's going to just like approach them and be like, so do we know exactly what's going on?
Eloise would follow.
Unfortunately, we do not have that information. My ladies, you would be safer in your rooms at this time, and I will make sure this guard will escort you there.
Oh, but Lord Commander, wouldn't it be much more entertaining to watch? Whatever's happened.
Armista's face isn't gonna, like, budge, but, like, on the inside, she's literally like, what the fuck do you mean? She's gonna be like, I believe that your safety is of the utmost importance, and you should head back to your room.
Oh, and it's truly assured with this man who doesn't even know what to be looking out for. You surely are very ahead of this. And I just wanted to thank you for that.
Knowing that this is all like a dig at her and her ability, she's seething at this point. She's fucking furious. She's gonna be like, I apologize. We do have to...
Whatever for. There's absolutely nothing wrong.
I must get the prince to his room. You must follow and go to your rooms. We will all be safer.
Well, now, like, we can't go to my room because you told them we're going to my room.
Armisa's literally sitting here like, I don't care what I told them. Whatever I tell them, that means I'm not taking you there. Prince Ken, we need to move. We need to move now. If you do not move, I will exercise my right and pick you up and run.
Nora looks and is like, now that would be a sight to see. And kind of is looking at Eloise like, that could be entertaining.
Eloise has like it's a menacing grin more than it is like mirthful. But like she is kind of meeting eyes with Nora like, would be enjoyable.
And then Armis is going to lean in and whisper in your ear, would you like me to embarrass you in front of your betrothed right now?
And he's like, no. No.
Then we need to move. Say your goodbyes.
Okay. Ken is gonna like be like, all right, both of you get back to your rooms. I order you.
Oh, I can't bear the thought to be away from my betrothed. What if something were to happen and I wasn't there?
I agree, my love. But...
Oh, this just won't do. We'll just have to follow, won't we, Lady Highlander?
Nora's just here for whatever. Nora's like, I'm just going to follow Eloise. I don't know what's going on. So Nora just shrugs and is smiling.
And Ken's going to, like, get the attention of, like, one of the nearby guards that isn't the footman that was escorting you. One that he knows is a little bit more capable. He's like, I don't know how you ended up with that guy. He's going to be like, hey. Wherever they go with them. I'm being escorted. He's going to turn back to Armista. Be like, all right, I think that's settled.
We're just standing there waiting for you to start moving, and we're going to follow. Eloise has her arms like crossed behind her back and is just waiting. Like, she's pretty stock still, though. Like, just rigid beanpole of a woman.
Armista's just going to turn around and head back to the party. And then she's going to turn around one more time and say, if anyone makes a peep, we are all disbanding and you will be going back to your rooms and I will make sure of it.
Nora just, like, silently smiles and starts to follow.
And Eloise does exactly that whole, like, silent zipping of the lips and, like, flicking away the key thing and winks, because why not?
And then you all can hear Armista mutter to herself, yeah, let's just go back to the commotion with a party of people, because that makes the most fucking sense, Prince Ken. Like, you can hear how pissy she is about it.
And as Eloise is walking, just before we get to any other further set pieces of this, she's going to slide one of her knives out of her coat and slip it to Lady Highlander.
Nora will just silently nod and will kind of like put the handle of the knife under her leg a little bit so that the blade's kind of sticking out, but that she just has it like close by. So she's kind of like resting between her seat and her leg.
As we approach this scene, you will notice the closer we get, the more rigid Armista's body will get, and she will start grabbing the hilt of her sword. She doesn't leave without it. And she will be checking very thoroughly to make sure we're not crossing anybody's path. No one can see us heading back, and that we're hitting all the points. Like, and we're like, everything is careful. No one crosses a fucking like a crossway.
In that case, I'm gonna have a group flight roll if you're attempting to be stealthy about it.
Okay. Flight, flight, flight.
I got a 6 on my D6. Does that mean I roll it again?
Yes.
8.
7.
5.
Okay.
Ace of a bar.
If only we got a 6, then we'd know the answer 7 immediately.
You heading back to a large, shrouded area. Armista, you're kind of used to these scenes where you're trying to get Ken in and out of places without many people noticing. And for the most part, you can do that. There are going to be a couple of stragglers that just catch a little bit of like, wasn't that what the prince was wearing?
No. Yes, light.
That's like, we keep girl boss.
Exactly.
Or is like able to catch Nora from behind because Nora's maybe a little bit not too stealthy. So Lysander is going to like catch just like the quickest glance of the prince and is immediately going to run to his big brother's room. And he's going to like start banging on your door. And you probably literally like just got in. Like you close the door and then immediately Lysander is like, bam, bam.
I am opening the door.
Nate, the prince didn't leave the party.
What do you mean the prince didn't leave the party? Everybody left the party.
He didn't leave the party. Like, he's there.
Is there anyone with him?
I don't know. I just saw the prince and thought I would tell you.
Oh, my God. Oh, what do I do? I'm assuming that Thomas is also in the room, too.
Yeah, he's probably there. He's like, oh, you saw the prince? That's cool.
He's like, I saw something I want to get into right now, and you need to leave.
I feel like Nate is now just concerned that there's no one with the prince. He's just unguarded in an area of potential, like, violence.
That is completely possible with the security staff in this place.
So I feel like Nate would just grab whatever sort of weapon that he keeps in his room. Like, if he just, like has, like, a decorative but useful sword, he would put it on. And then, like,
put a sword on?
It's in its scabbard on his belt. That's what Kayla means.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to get at is decorative but also useful. Like, those two don't include each other. They are not a Venn diagram.
So, like, it's a pretty hilt, but the blade is sharp.
Ah, okay.
So it's an ornate sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it? Ornate.
Oh, my gosh.
So he would just turn to Thomas and be like, you need to keep Lysander here with you because we both know he's going to try to leave. I'm going to go make sure the prince is okay.
Lysander's gonna be like, no, I want to go help the prince. I got like this. This could be my big moment.
Absolutely not. You are not leaving this room.
Thomas is like doing that thing where he's holding his hand up and letting like Lysander like run into it. He's like, yeah, I got him. You're good.
God, my brother is so cute. And then Nate's booking it.
Amazing.
Not even being stealthy. Bro's just fucking sprinting.
Oh, sprinting.
He is concerned.
In this moment, would I hear someone sprinting towards us? Would I hear that?
So Nate is not going to be sprinting towards you for a hot second. So you're good. Because Nate got back to his room. So Nate is going to kind of be a little bit behind you guys. But somebody else that was all the way outside when everyone started leaving, who is going to catch just like the quickest glimpse of Eloise, not even leaving, like looking like like she's coming towards the party. Solana, yeah, you're going to catch that as you are like trying to leave. You probably would have just like been watching the footman and you like glanced over and caught Eloise.
Considering everyone else is running away, her first thought is like, why? Like, what is this person doing? Going back? And maybe out of worry that this person's confused, she's going to go towards.
Solana will be the first to interact with this group that is failing to sneakily head towards the commotion.
We did our best.
Attempt made. Attempt succeeded? No.
So Solana, what do you do as you approach the group?
She will kind of do that, like the whisper shout thing, like, excuse me, where you're supposed to be running away from commotion, not towards it.
Nora will look over and be like, okay, so like technically we did run away, but then we turned around and came back.
And why would you do that?
Well, do you have any idea what's going on?
No.
Okay, so like if you had given me a satisfying answer right now, I'd honestly probably just go back to my room. But this is my first day here, and I have no idea what in the world is happening.
But when there's a bunch of important people in one place and there's a commotion, usually it's best to run away from that place.
Interesting. And then just continues heading toward the commotion.
Solana's like, this person is insane. It's like, no.
Eloise will just wave her along, like, come along. Like, at Solana. Like, join us, why don't you?
Armisa's going to turn around and just be like, put her finger up to her face and be like,
Solana is very unnerved right
okay,
now. Like,
we are clearly not sneaking.
She kind of like looks back like, okay, I should really mind my own business. But she's a very curious person. And she's going to follow, although a bit back.
As this group is heading down deeper towards where the rumble and the shake of the floors and the walls is coming from, Nate, you're booking it. Armista, you hear someone running really fast behind you as you guys duck into one of the more secluded hallways right off the ballroom.
I draw my sword and immediately put the prince behind me, away from the where it's coming from. So it'd be the whole group.
I thought Eloise will also be drawing knives out of her coat. Like, throwing knives, multiple.
Solana's terrified.
100% would put the whole group behind herself. Knowing what she knows about everyone, which is not much, besides, like, your titles, she's like, I have to fucking guard all these people because no one wants to fucking listen, is, like, hella mad, and is just going to, like, wait for the minute that this person comes around, because at this moment she thinks this is the threat. And she was right, and the threat was after the prince, and now she's fucking pissed.
May, are you saying anything as you run full speed?
No, he's just sprinting. Because he's like, I just need to get to the prince and make sure he's okay.
Are you sprinting with your sword out? Just, I need a
no.
full picture. No?
No?
Okay.
It's like, he's just running, like, sword is still in the sheath, like looking around, like occasionally like pausing to look down hallways and stuff.
So paint this picture of what happens. Nate runs, turns a corner, and is greeted by Armista standing there with his sword drawn.
Oh no, it would not be drawn like, oh, I'm just holding it. It's I'm swinging the minute I hear that the person come around the corner.
Nate sees Armista, sees the group of people, and it's just like, Oh my god, did I miss the threat?
Like, Eloise is rearing back one of the throwing knives, like, off to, like a full, like, couple paces to the right and behind of Armista, about to throw it at you, and then, like, you could see her sliding it back into her coat.
But, Armista, you were swinging, right?
Yeah, I would stop once I realized it's a fucking student who is not a threat. So, like, I will swing, but I have enough control to, like, pull back and, like, make sure it doesn't body someone.
Let's find out. Roll me your fight. Nate, I'm assuming in this instance you'd take a defensive maneuver. Okay, so you roll me your flight.
Oh, my flight is trash.
Well, I rolled really bad, so you're fine. Or not. I'm not actually sure. I literally got a 1.
Okay. I got a 3.
You can dodge it.
Nate just, like, whoops, like, throws a shoulder back and, like, not quite the dodging the bullet in whatever movie that is that I can't think of.
The Matrix.
Thank you. But it's like that vibe. Like, he just dips.
I want to know if I can play an off as if I did that on purpose to not hit Nate. Like, if I fucking fumbled it on purpose. I fumbled the bag on purpose to not hit Nate. Because that's what I would have tried to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can play it off like that.
Nate just starts looking behind him. He's like, are they there?
Our sweet summer child.
Wholeheartedly not thinking it was at me. And it was like,
Armista is going to be like, shut up. Lord Ignatius, please.
Hands up. Just goes like the, ah.
Ren's going to lean over. That guy's a whole prince.
Oh, fuck. Prince Ignatius, please shut the fuck up. Getting more and more frustrated, Armista is going to look at Prince Ken and be like, what do you want to do, Your Highness? At this moment, Ken should know Armista's pissed at him because she's now using Your Highness.
Listen, I know this is, none of us know what's going on right now, but I can't explain it. Like, I need to know what's going on, and I need to be the one that's there. And, like, you can catch, like, the smallest flicker of an emotion that you've never seen in his eyes before.
Armisa's going to stand at attention and be like, what are your orders, Your Highness?
I don't have orders. Everyone be ready in case something comes out.
Shall we proceed?
Yes.
Turns around, like, does, like, a little salute thing, turns around, and starts very strictly, essentially marching down. It's no more like fun and games. It's no more I'm doing this because my friend wants me. It's I'm doing this because I'm ordered to, even though it is directly against what I should be doing right now.
Eloise has this cruel smile on her face about this whole situation.
Nora is simply just following along. Nora's like, I don't know what's happening. There's a lot of subtext here that I'm not really reading, but I don't particularly want to be alone in this room on the first floor by myself right now. So I'm just going to chill with the group. And Nora's just following.
Oh, I was going to say, Nate kind of picks up on the tension between the prince and Armista, and he's going to take out his sword. And, like, it's not pointed, but, like, he's holding it, and it's, like, he's ready to use it.
And Solana's just like, I would appreciate the memo that we needed a weapon here.
You will be slid another one of Eloise's many knives. And it's just like this toothy, evil smile. Like,
there you go. I do expect it back, though.
I don't think she's ever held a knife. She's just like holding it away from her.
Like this, like holding it like from the tip of the hilt. Like,
yeah. Nate's just gonna like look over and be like, my brother saw the prince, but he didn't see anyone with him. I was just concerned that he was unguarded.
I saw this group and, well, I was wondering why they're heading towards the commotion.
All this talk about the commotion. You've never even seen it.
Max, no one saw it.
I'm getting positively restless.
It was a loud bang.
Fireworks, the fuck?
Like, the vessel started shaking.
It shooketh.
As this group with weapons abode heads like deep into the lower levels of the castle, Ken is gonna like do his best to keep Armista at his side, but sort of like he's leading the group. And Armista, it's in a way that you've like never seen him move before. Like, you've seen him at battle, obviously. You've seen him like commanding a room, but this is like something almost against that like posture of, I've got this, I'm in control. So you're below ground at this point. And as you walk and you get further, the rumbling around you, it becomes like all encompassing. Down here is maybe the less pristine, like polished marble and stone walls. But as you walk, the ground is almost like uneven and shaking. Armisa, you would know it's the lowest floor of the castle. You can catch that the walls are almost breaking off, like into rubble. As you approach the back wing of the basement of the castle, and you follow like the quake of the ground, and you know that you're the only ones here and can feel this like emptiness, that realization is quickly replaced with warmth and the feeling of something that you've never felt before being here in the hall with you. What do y'all do about that feeling?
I think Nora is kind of looking around to see if this is something that everyone else is feeling in this moment as well.
Armista immediately questions her own judgment.
Same for Solana.
Why am I feeling comfortable in this very uncomfortable place?
She's no longer holding the blade by like its tip. She's just like holding firmly onto it.
My only answer is knives out.
Yeah, Nate is just like looking around with other people and like making eye contact with people and like seeing that they all feel this weird thing too.
So as you all are like taking a moment to look at one another, I am going to have you all make a brawn roll really quickly.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, great.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So many of us have terrible brawn.
We all have D4 brawn.
Yeah.
15.
15. Okay.
Oh, I got a 4. That's when I get to roll the thing again. Yay.
Okay.
I got a 3.
I got a 3 also.
I got a 1.
Okay, that became a 5. I got a 5.
You got a 1? I thought brawn was one of your high ones.
It is.
Oh.
Just rolling like shit today.
The mini dice are doing you dirty.
All of my dice do me dirty. It's literally just me.
I heard the phrase doing you dirty and I was like, I'll do you dirty. Like that's how all the place my mind went. So
damn.
You're all welcome for that.
What did Nora get after the dice exploded?
5.
And then I got 2 3s and a 1 and a 15. Nate, you're the only one who doesn't move. You are completely still.
Man is a wall.
He's a brick. House.
So the once solid floor has now cracked underneath you. And that warm, pulsating feeling is quickly, you're realizing not just a feeling, but in fact something pushing up from underneath the floor. Nora, you're okay.
All right.
Nora, you are able to kind of remain upright and you're like shaken a little bit. So you have to sort of like reach out to the walls that are falling apart themselves to just sort of stable everything that's happening.
I feel like the rolling of Nora's wheelchair in this moment actually just works in her favor. Like she just kind of rolls away from the danger to the wall and then steadies herself there.
And also standing up. Mance is fine. Louise and Solana, you are both knocked to your knees. So as like the ground breaks apart underneath you, the force of it causes you to fall over. And Armista, my dear, you are like fully knocked off your feet.
Eloise, as she's getting up, will try to help Armista as like a further dignity blow.
Is Armista going to take the hand?
No.
As this happens, everyone that was either knocked to their knees or completely fallen.
You don't have to rub it the fuck in. Come on.
Everyone that fell over in some way, you were all also pushed back about 5 feet.
Nora, you were pushed back a couple feet, but you're relatively, like, you were pushed maybe just like one or two towards the wall. Nate and Ken are both fine, and you guys are able to move past this section that is broken and something is protruding a little bit out of the ground. But you can't exactly fully see what it is.
So is there like a chasm beneath us? Is that what's happening? Like, or is something coming out of the ground?
Something broke out from underneath the ground, but there's no chasm.
Okay, so is there like any opening where the ground is breaking?
Yes.
I want to look into it.
I will need from you a grit roll.
Okay. I don't like that. That's a five.
That's a five. Eloise, you are staring down into what should just be dirt. And in fact, it is this deep, dark, swirling vortex of violet. And you can watch as it's like stretching out from the ground. It's coming out and up like roots, and it's seeping into the ground and almost like eating at it. You just lean just a little bit, and you can almost hear like faint echoes emanating from it. And the voices are just like indiscernible enough to tease you. And you can feel yourself like leaning into it. Don't forget your adversity tokens.
Oh, when do I get those? I don't know when I'm getting those. How many have I lost?
Yeah, you haven't always told us when we failed rolls. You've just been like, stuff happens.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so like, I don't know how many I have.
Yeah, like I think you'd have like three or four at this point, Shalina, if it's just every time you fail.
I had one at the end of last one, so how many did I gain this episode? Because I failed everything so far.
Let me backtrack like this. I'm so sorry, y'all. New system. Everybody but Nate got an adversity token for this past roll.
We all failed at being stealthy.
You all failed at being stealthy, so you get an adversity token for that.
Fail our flight roll.
Yeah, that was the flight was the stealthy one that we failed.
Flight was the stealthy one. And then you, Armista, you failed two charm rolls, I believe.
I have four. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, five technically, but
I have three.
Okay.
I had two.
I only have one. I don't even know what it does.
You use it to add one to your roll normally.
Yeah, you can use it to add one to a roll.
Also, depending on what like skills and things like you took, some of them let you use adversity tokens in special ways. So you gotta look at your character sheet.
And then the PDF that I sent, or the slideshow.
I'd like to stand up.
Yeah, you can do that. It's not like D&D. We don't have combat, so.
I think Nora is looking around to see if there's anything or anyone else kind of around us, or if it's just this opening in the ground.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to say it's a brains roll. Brain is my investigation skill. That's incorrect. Who cares?
I would also like to look around to see what's happening. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
That's a seven.
That's a seven? Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll do the same.
Is that also brain story?
Yes.
I got a 16.
16? Beautiful.
I got a six. Did I fail that, Tori?
No, you all pass. There is no one else. You have not seen another person.
Oh, that's not what I was looking for.
Oh, what were you looking for?
I was just looking around to see what was going on.
There's a vortex down there. It's crawling upwards. I don't. But it's so strange.
If you want to look at it, then I need a grit roll.
Sure, fuck it.
Yeah, once that's been announced, Nora's also going to go look at it. And I'll make that grit roll.
Seven.
Okay. All right. It's okay.
Is it a fail?
It is a fail.
Let's see.
You need to tell us when we fail rolls, Tori.
I'm working on it. I know.
That's a nine.
That's a nine. That is also a fail.
Damn.
And a 14 on the grit.
That is a pass.
That was like an impossible DC there, my friend.
Yeah, you were one away. Nora and Armista, you don't get quite as much information. You still get the look of this thing, that it is like a violet vortex. You know, it's soft, pulsating glow. It's like almost humming with a little bit of static electricity. And you can't turn away from it.
Can I touch it?
Yeah, if you want it. Go ahead and give me a... I'll have you do a flight roll. You got a 4. How many adversity tokens do you have?
6.
6? You can burn that minute to pass.
How many do I need to pass?
6.
All of them. That's literally every single one of them.
Fuck it. I'll burn all of them to pass.
You touch it and it hurts the skin around you, but you are not gravely injured.
That wasn't even fucking worth it.
Is that worth it for you to be gravely injured?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want info. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Literally. Armisa's gonna pull her hand out and be like, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Eloise will like turn, look, and just say, noted.
Drawing her hand back away from it while she says that.
I'm just like, yep, took one for the team. Don't touch it.
Nate is just deferring to the prince and being like, what do I do? Because you have the chain of command here.
The prince was able to stay up on his feet. And so you're watching him sort of observe this thing. He heeded Armista's warning in not touching it. But, like, he's reaching his hand out slightly. And I'll have everybody... Oh, God. What is perception? Is it charm? I'll have everybody roll a charm roll. Anybody that's paying attention to Ken in this moment.
I'm always paying attention to Ken.
Simp.
I got a 1.
Okay, that's fine. That's, you get an adversity token, but...
I got a 12.
8. 12. 8. 5. 5.
9.
9.
You call me a simp, but Armista's gay as hell.
We do know this.
Okay, so everybody but Shalina passed.
I need better dice.
You're watching. What do you have on charm?
A D4.
Yep. That tracks.
As Ken is like holding his hand over it, you can all watch a little bit. Nora, you got the 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
The vortex is almost getting higher where his hand is, and Nora, you're like squinting just to see, like, you guys are kind of far from each other, but it almost looks like that static that you were hearing, you can visually see jumping towards his hand.
Nora is going to come a little bit closer and kind of do the same thing, like reach her hand forward just to see if it has the same reaction. Not touching it, just hovering above to see if it does this every time anyone reaches to it.
Nora, you are going to do the same thing. And as you hold your hand above it, the warmness that was in the hallway is nothing in comparison to holding your hand above this thing. And anybody that's watching Nora... I'll let you do a charm roll as well.
Do I have to roll to see what's happening? Or since it's like me doing this, am I kind of like picking up on all of this?
You're picking up on all of it.
I rolled another 1.
You need new dice.
A 9.
I got a 12, so that means it explodes.
Ooh.
That's 17.
Beautiful. So, Nora, you're holding your hand there, and the warmth underneath your hand is almost pressing into it. And if you lower your hand a little bit, raise your hand a little bit, it follows you. And you can just sort of push your hand lower. And not only does it sink deeper, you can see sort of as you do that, the stone around it is like morphing back into place. Everyone sees the same thing that you saw with Ken's hand. It's moving with Nora's hand. Eloise, something about this makes you think, oh, well, I can do this. You reach your hand out just to see, and you do slyly.
Oh, yeah. She's like, she always is positioning herself out of sight lines. Like, that's just her way.
Maybe I can. And as you do, nothing happens.
And you said that I could see like Nora's hand was reforming the stone?
Yes. Okay.
So without knowing anything that's going on, because I have no charm, Armisa is going to be like, I told you guys not to touch it. It hurts.
Nora looks up and is like, I'm not touching it. I'm moving it. And is like almost sculpting with it at this point. She's like just kind of moving it and like flowing. And it's just kind of like becoming one with it in this moment. And it's just like, no, I'm not touching it. I don't think it does hurt. And it's just kind of like moving it and shaping it and feeling the way that it moves and flows. And it's just kind of like letting that warmth really, I don't know. It's like, it's nothing she's ever felt before. And there's just a moment of like, you know, when you experience something that's just like such an intense sensory experience that you're just like beside yourself for a moment. And it's like you've transcended to like a different level of existence. She's just kind of having that moment.
I think as that moment continues on, Eloise will want to inspect the hand that Nora's doing it with, like actually like grab the wrist and look at it. Like very much not addressing Nora in this moment either, just like...
Nora's kind of like snapped back to reality in that moment and is just like, I would... The stuff from the ground, it moves. When...
No, I saw that. My question is... this, and she holds up her gloved hand that she had stuck out, and it corroded the glove, right, Tori? But your hand's fine.
Nora just kind of looks for a second and then shrugs and is like, so can I have my hand back now? Or
oh, she like drops it like sorry, but best get to repairing the ground, as it were, if that's something it lets you do.
Also, Nora kind of, okay, hold on, let me look at a thing here. I have a thing, but I have too many tabs open to different pages of the rule book. Okay, so I have the intuitive thing. So I can spend an adversity token to kind of ask questions about the situation and kind of get a feel for things. So kind of like, I guess it's a two-part question. So, I mean, GM, tell me if this is too much. Or maybe I'll just burn two adversity tokens. But anyway, so Nora's trying to kind of figure out two things in this moment. One, does this stuff that's coming through the ground feel something like something that I need to get rid of? Or does it feel like something that I should leave here how it is? And two, does this feel like something we should be sharing with other people? Or does this feel like something that should stay between us? So I think those are kind of the two things that are going through Nora's mind in this moment.
Yeah. So the second question is an easy, definitely should stay between you. Based on everything that you know about magic and, you know, weird things that happen, whatever's happening right now is taboo. As far as whether or not you should get rid of it, it's complex in that it's not necessarily targeting anyone right now. So it's not malevolent in nature, but it is causing destruction.
Okay. I think Nora kind of noticing that Ken was also kind of like having that moment with it like coming up toward his hand is going to look and kind of say, I don't think that this feels bad, but there is kind of, you know, the concern that it's damaging. What do you think we should do with it? Should we let it stay here?
In that moment, Ken is like connecting with this thing and is not registering exactly like the weight of that. He can also control this, so he should be making a decision. So he's going to look to Armista and just be like, I don't...
Commander, what do you think we should do?
Well, for the good of the country... and the good of the students. If anyone else were to come down here, and Armisa's gonna lift up her hand, which is like really messed up, and is gonna be like, I don't think this should stay.
Okay. And unless anyone's gonna stop him, Ken is gonna like push his hand quickly down towards this vortex.
Nora will probably stop him for a second before he fully seals this off, and is going to see if there's a way that she can collect some of this. I think she's actually fully just going to go ahead and touch it. Like, I don't think she's even processing at this point, like, a concern for injury, and is just trying to take some of this with her before the rest of it's sealed off. Like, even if it's just like a little drop or something.
Yeah.
Do I clock that, or can I clock that if I roll high enough?
Yeah.
Like, just to know that it happens.
Are you trying to be stealthy about it?
Honestly, I don't think she even thinks about that, because she kind of like abruptly stops Ken and is like, just a moment. So I don't think she is trying to be particularly stealthy.
Alrighty. So yeah, you can, it'll be a low DC of a brains roll. So maybe like a 3.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there any left on the glove?
I don't think there would be.
Okay. Just a quick question. Because if she had clocked it, she probably would have just handed it over. Because it's ruined. She's not going to be using it again. Anyway, she got an 8. So she does notice.
Yes. So she does notice that. Are you acting on that at all?
No, just gathering info.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, Nora, I will have you make me a charm roll.
A charm roll? Okay. I can do that. That is... These dice are so loud. Aw, damn, that was so close. That was a 19.
Oh, beautiful. So you are reaching in, and you're going to touch it. And... the edges of this purplish color almost look like what smoke looks like after a fire's been put out. So as you reach into it and you pick it up, you're almost expecting it to be light and like gaseous. But as you pick it up, it like is thick in your hand. It almost has like a bit of a bounce to it. So you can hold it there. What are you doing with it?
I'm holding it and I'm trying to find like something to put it in, like some way to take it with.
Eloise hands her a test tube with a stopper.
She just nods and then just kind of like tries to funnel a little bit of it into this test tube and collects that.
Okay. And then after that, Ken is quickly becoming unnerved. So he's going to be like, okay, I think we're good here. And he's going to like throw his hand down. And I need another bronze roll from everybody.
Just to have it known and be addressed, Eloise definitely dumped out like one of her cheaper poisons from that vial really quickly.
Got a 1.
A 1. I got a 4. Doing fucking fabulous today.
Alana's not having a good time this whole time. She's kind of freaking out a bit.
I got a 1.
I got a 3.
Another 19.
Well, good
fuck
for you.
Fuck you, Nate.
Okay, so I have 2 ones, a 3. What'd you get?
4.
A 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a 19.
And a 19. Nate, you're fine.
You tell my brawn is my d20?
Sure can.
Yeah. Nate, you're existing. You're having a regular old run-of-the-mill day.
Nate's just like, why is everyone getting thrown around?
So, Reyna and Dahlia take an adversity token.
Hot.
Again, thrown again.
Thrown again
onto your knees. As Ken throws his hand down, the ground like smushes back into place and shakes the whole floor. And you're like thrown off by the movement. But everybody else is okay.
Well, that was fun.
How exciting.
Nora kind of looks around and goes, so it does occur to me that the guards are probably going to be like sweeping the place to see what in the world just happened. Why are we here? If they come in here and find us. And as she's saying that, she's taking the test tube and like tucking it like okay. So like this is a very specific imagery and I realize that. But basically, like, so the wheelchair cushions are separate from the seat of the wheelchair. That's an important thing. It rests on top and usually it attaches with like Velcro. So she kind of like lifts the cushion up and like between the cushion and the actual seat is like sliding this test tube in with this like foam to protect it from the cushion. And so she's like hiding this test tube and is looking around and is like, so why are we here and what did we find?
So Ken is gonna like snap out of whatever and is just gonna be like, I was introducing the lottery winner to some of our esteemed nobles alongside my beloved
While he's saying this, Eloise is just collecting her knives, like literally just as Nora's like putting the test tube on the other side, she's just pulling the other knife out from under her and like like gesturing to Solana for the like second one, and just back into her outfit where they go.
And he's gonna be like, and we were taking a tour of the castle far away from where the commotion was.
Of course. Of course we were.
So we should leave.
Yeah. Let's go to a main area where I can find a couple guards to escort you all back to your rooms. And he's going to like lead you like up and then sort of a roundabout way towards where like a main hallway would be.
Eloise will be throwing away that ruined glove and pulling out her backup. It was her left hand. Yeah. Her backup left glove. It just... tightening that on there, never to be without them.
So yeah, so Ken is going to lead you into a hallway, and once he can spot a couple of guards, he will motion them over. As soon as you all find out what went down downstairs, please let me know. I need to see these lovely people escorted back to their rooms as soon as possible. And a group of guards will be like, yes, your highness. And we'll each take one of you to head off to your rooms. Except for you, Armista. You get to stick by Ken.
I think Eloise will try to insist to stay near, too. Oh, I couldn't possibly leave my beloved with all this commotion.
Putting
on airs, totally. Like, Armista and Ken can both tell it's just such a blatant fucking act.
Ella, I really appreciate it, but I think I kind of just want to head to bed.
None of this strikes you as worthy of discussion?
Maybe in the morning.
Fine.
But I need no escort. And she's going to use unassuming to basically become unseen, as the trait kind of describes it. Like, she just kind of slides into the shadows using two of her adversity tokens. And she'll head back.
He'll just bark an order at a guard to be like, go try and follow her.
I don't know where she went.
I don't know what way. Is everyone else just heading back to their room?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And then probably taking the whoever is escorting Nate back to have him escort his brother back to his room.
You get back to your room and your brother's like, what's going on? Where's the prince? Is everything okay?
Everything's fine, but this guard's gonna take you back to your room just to be safe.
Come on, did you find the prince?
I did. Everything's fine.
What happened? What did he say?
It was nothing.
Did you like come in with your sword and you were like, I'm here to save you?
Of course I didn't. Just go with the guard and go to bed.
Fine. You better tell me everything in the morning.
I will. I love you.
Love you too. God, nothing cool happens to me. Ethne's gonna get escorted by the guard. Solana, Nora, what's the sitch?
Solana will definitely just follow the guard back.
Okay, perfect.
Nora also just goes ahead back to her room at this point.
Julianne would be there by the time that you got back, and she like kind of like sits up from her bed and is like, oh, where were you? Everyone was pretty much like escorted. We were kind of hustled in a group down here, but
yeah, I was already separated from the group when the commotion started, so I kind of ended up going on a little detour and meeting some people on my way. Have you heard any word of what's happening? Have any of the guards said anything?
No, they think that, you know, something happened. We probably won't get wind of it until tomorrow at some point, but doesn't seem like anyone's in immediate danger anymore.
No, I didn't see any danger when I was kind of making my way around the castle. I just was wondering if maybe, you know, like they came by and were like, hey, you know, we found this or we saw this and this is what's happening.
Oh, we don't get those.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's no like announcement of like an all clear or anything? Okay. Interesting.
No, we'll probably like... we'll probably have someone swing by in the morning, be like, you're good to go to class, but like...
Well, all right. So did you have a good time at the ball? I mean, you know, like before the chaos started.
Yeah, you know, it was great. We only have a couple of these a semester, so.
We have a couple a semester? This is like a regular occurrence here?
Well, yeah, we have the big one at the beginning, okay. The semi-big one in the middle, and then the other big one at the end. And it's going to be extra big because there's the coronation.
I know. That's going to be amazing. I can't believe I'm going to get to go to a coronation.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, and we get to, like, sit at the coronation. Like, we don't have to, like, stand off to the side. Like, we're students, so we get to, like, sit.
Nora just starts cracking up. She starts laughing, like, so hard there are tears in her eyes. And she doesn't even say anything. She's just like, yeah. Yeah, we get to sit. We don't have to stand. And she's just laughing hysterically.
No, we'll be in the front-esque.
I know. It's going to be amazing.
We're going to be so close to the prince when he becomes a king.
I know. And the princess. Oh, my goodness. The actual prince and princess.
I mean, yeah. Like we go to school with those, though. But, like, this is, like, the big one.
I know. Like, the big one. I know. Oh, my goodness. Amazing.
That's crazy.
I can't believe, like, 2 days ago, I was just at home. Yeah. Like, just at home.
What were you going to, like, do?
Yeah, I would have had some private tutoring, would have done some painting, maybe would have gone to the market this weekend. There's a nice little, like, vendor's market. Some of the local farmers and artisans sell some stuff. It's kind of fun, honestly.
Yeah. I've heard, like, kitchen staff talk about it.
Yeah, they're really nice. They do them, like, every single week, though. So it's, like, it does kind of get a little bit monotonous after a while. It's, like, you know. There's only so many times you can go and get tomatoes before it's like, yeah, we're going to go get tomatoes at the market. This is different, though. Nothing like this has happened at home. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure most of these people haven't even gotten their own tomatoes. So,
yeah. Well, they're kind of missing out, honestly. It's a nice experience. I recommend it at least once.
Maybe
head
I'll
to a farmer's
go.
Market. Yeah.
We should get like a little group together and go.
That would be so fun.
You'd have to show us the ropes, though, because, like, here.
Yeah, of course. I have, like, a bunch of little market totes. Like, they're these bags that you can, like, keep your fruit in so that they stay nice and fresh. It's great. I'll show you later. Anyway.
You bring your own bags?
You do. And, like, it's really fun because you can have bags that, like, reflect your personality. So, like, everybody has their own bags. It's great.
Ah. So it's like dresses, but for food shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I am beat. This was an exciting conversation.
Yeah, me too. It's been a long day, so.
Were you alone? Like, are you okay? Like, did you get lost?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm good. Oh, no. I was with a group. It was fine. I had, like, guards and people with me the whole time. I was perfectly fine. But I'm tired, though. It's been a long day, so. I'll see you in the morning. And then she...
See you in the morning.
Kind of, like, pats her wheelchair cushion a little bit as she, like, gets into bed, just kind of, like, to feel the tube underneath there and just kind of pats it and gets ready for bed.
And then we'll check in with Armista and Ken standing in the hallway. Ken has not moved since everybody's left and been escorted. He is, like, standing straight, a little bit glossy-eyed, just staring into one of the windows along the wall that looks out.
Armista's just waiting for directions. She's standing at attention. She's waiting for an order.
Ken's not going to be giving any orders anytime soon. So y'all will stand there all night.
Yep. She will stand there until he directs her to do something.
Eventually, probably like just doing her rounds, Headmaster Ellenin will come by and just be like, Your Majesty, wouldn't you like to go to bed? You have classes in a couple hours. And he's just like, yeah. Yeah, sorry. I was just making sure that everyone got back to their rooms. Okay. Do you need someone to escort you? And she's like, I'm 20 years your senior, buddy. I'm all right, Your Majesty. I'll be okay. And then she'll be like, Lord Commander, and like head off into the hallway, and he'll turn and he'll be like, that was let's go back so we can
talk.
Yes, Your Highness. And then she'll direct him back to the room.
Once you guys like get in the room, he's going to turn to you and he's going to be like, can you knock it off, please?
Armisa's just going to stay super like professional. And she's going to be like, Your Highness, I do not understand.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything else you need from me this evening? I can stand guard outside your door if you would like.
Armista, if you're going to act like this, no. I'm just going to go to bed.
Good night, Your Harness. And she'll turn around and walk out. And she does say Your Harness. She doesn't even say Your Highness this time.
He's going to be like, no, we'll come back in. Yeah, he's going to be like, no, come back in. I want to talk, but I didn't want to talk to you when you were all Your Highness.
You can. It is very late. We have classes in a few hours. You need to go to bed.
I know, but like...
You stood in the hallway for 2 hours.
You didn't say anything.
You're the one who gives orders, sir.
I don't like to be the one that gives orders.
That's literally your whole job.
Okay, I gotta give orders to everybody else. Why do I also have to give orders to you?
Because I am your commander. You tell me what to tell everyone else what to do.
Okay, but like we've talked about this before. I give you orders when I have to give you orders in front of other people. It's just us. I don't. What was that?
I don't know.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Armisa is in extreme pain from her hand, and she's trying to hold it all together. And she goes, I do not think talking about it now will make a difference. I do think you need to go to bed. And I think we can reconvene in the morning.
Okay.
And remember, if you write anything down, burn it before you go to bed.
I don't write things down. Is that something I should be doing?
No.
Okay.
If you ever write something down that you don't want anyone else to read, you burn it immediately. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Just stick to not writing anything down. You know what? Just don't write it down.
You know, yeah. Are you, like, good? Like, is everything...
Everything is great.
Okay. I'm gonna go to bed.
I will put the... I don't know how Lady Nora ended up with that monstrosity of a fucking guard, first of all. And your betrothed should also not. The princess should not have ended up with a guard like that either. I do not understand what is going on in this commands, this chain of command, but we will figure that out as well tonight.
You do realize that you don't oversee that, right? Like, that's her mom?
Yeah, which is why I will figure out what's happening tonight.
Okay.
Because my assumption is she's unaware that this is happening, so I will bring it to her attention.
Okay. I mean, probably. I don't know. I, like, never see your mom.
Me neither. That makes both of us, you know.
Okay, I never see mine.
You know, I see your mom more than you do, so.
Talk about mommy issues.
No, that one died. Didn't one?
No.
Oh, no. Wait, yeah.
No.
No.
I have a dead mom. Mm.
Ken has no dead parent.
I thought Ken had a dead parent.
We just don't like Ken's dad.
We just don't like Ken's dad.
Okay, so Armisa is going to excuse herself. She's going to make sure a competent guard is in front of Ken's room.
Perfect.
And then she is going to head off to her own room to attend to her hand.
About in the morning, before like classes start and before you get up to attend to Ken, you'll have a medic at your door. Lord Commander.
She gets up.
Hi. So, I've been told that I'm supposed to, like, do a physical real quick. Just make sure everything's okay. Something.
Who told you? I just had a physical the other day before school started.
Yeah, I don't know. The prince, told my supervisor that I'm just supposed to swing by here this morning. Just make sure everything's good.
Armis is just like, everything's fine.
Okay.
Nothing is wrong.
I'll have to check things out real quick. If you don't mind.
I mind. I prefer to see my own physician.
Okay, I can send them notice and have them swing by?
Great. That sounds great.
Cool. Do you mind, like, just telling the prince that you told me to go away?
Both. What if we both just tell the prince you did the physical, and then we can just end this here?
I ethically cannot say that I did something and didn't do that. Just, you know, just give me the quick 1-2. Let me see both your arms, both your legs, your head. Call it a day.
Hey, come in. Armisa just has him come in.
Cool. And he's gonna check you out. He's gonna catch your hand. And he's gonna give you, like, some solvents and whatnot. And he's just gonna...
Some of the shit she already had and used last night. Cool. Not a fucking idiot.
And there was some painkillers.
She refuses to take them. Won't take the painkillers.
He's just gonna be like... everything looks good there. Just late night training?
Yeah. I threw something in the fire on accident, reached in. I didn't think about it. You know, when you drop something quick and you just grab it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I always do that by reaching my hand into the fire. I mean,
you should not always be doing that. That should be a once in a lifetime thing, sir.
And Lord Commander, I'm being sarcastic.
I do not appreciate the tone. So early in the morning.
My apologies. I will be on my way if we are all set. Have a good start to your semester. And he's gonna, like, duck off into the hallway. And that's where we're gonna end episode 2.